Governor Andrew Cuomo is warning of a $350 million deficit in the current year's state budget. He joined Susan Arbetter on yesterday's Capitol Press Room on WBFO, where he talked about the budget hole and his plans for closing it.
What are the options that you can look at to maybe close the budget gap?
Well, that's what they're going through now. We've done some adjustments over the past few months as this has been going on, because as there's been a lot of volatility and the numbers have been bouncing, there's no doubt but that the trajectory of the bouncing ball has been down, to torture a metaphor, if you will. So we have been making adjustments, and there are certain adjustments that we can continue to make. When you get to the $350 million range, you know, $100 million here, $100 million there, after a while you're talking about real money, Susan. So they are giving me a range of options, and then depending on those options and depending if this trend continues, we may need a special session where I bring that back to legislature, because, A, I may need legislation. B, you could be making such dramatic changes to the budget that the legislature passed that just fairness dictates some of the changes be done in consultation with the legislature. So that's what we'll be seeing over the next weeks. I caution people on these numbers. The news is grim. I've said it was grim. The results over the past few months have not been good. But again, there's been a lot of volatility. And some days we celebrate, and some days we get depressed. So we'll see how it goes over the next few weeks. There will be a point in time, Susan, where it's sort of a drop-dead date where you have to start to make real decisions on the budget and real policy decisions, and you have to fix a set of numbers because that drives a set of assumptions. But we're not there yet.
Do you think that, you know, you can see your way toward a millionaire's tax, something that's less of a tax on people who make between $200,000 and $300,000 a year and more of a true millionaire's tax with such a gap ahead?
Well, that's the inverse of the question you asked earlier, Susan. You know my position on taxation, that's my position, and I'm trying to deal with the hole that we have today. But your point is, are there many stresses on the state's budget and many needs? There is no doubt. There is no doubt. And the question is, how do you pay the immediate bills and do it in a way that is strengthening the state's economy? Because if you do something that's destructive to the economy, then you're actually making the situation worse. You'll have a short-term fix, making the long-term problem even worse. And that's the balance on all of these things. You know, we want the state's economy strong to create jobs so we have revenues to do good things. And by the way, the common denominator to me on all of these issues, Susan, It really comes back to jobs and a strong economy for the state. Whether it's a housing subsidy or a flood subsidy, it all comes down to communities that have a tax base because there's a private sector, people who have a job because there's a company in the town that employs them. And that's, you know, you don't hear us talking about that, but that's what this is really about.
Maybe it's time to just look at the entire way we implement taxation and make it more fair. Make it so people are getting more for their bigger bang for their buck.
Look, there's no doubt, and I've talked about this, there's no doubt that fairness is what this is really all about, you know.
Some people would say that, you know, not to tax the rich, the millionaires, is unfair.
Yes. So it's a fairness argument. People would say the poor get taxed too much. That's a fairness argument. People will say the middle class is really bearing the brunt. It's a fairness argument. And they're all right, Susan. It's about the fairness. And look at what's happening, really. The economy is slowing. Economic anxiety is through the roof for everyone. And what they're saying is, I want fairness. And for me as a governor, to the best of my ability, identify the illness and not the symptom. And this, the debate, the anger, what is the symptom and what is the illness, and treat the illness. Otherwise, we'll be treating symptoms forever.
That's Governor Andrew Cuomo talking with Susan Arbetter, host of the Capitol Press Room.